This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is a responsibility of the left to make you look stupid. The only way they can do that is they have to make the person that you elected, President Trump, look stupid. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJ Radio, got KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Welcome to an amazing new year, 2019, but let me explain something to you. The left is not going to let up. I give you example after example. I talked the other day about NFL. I told you, you have a league that is 70% black. They've got 30% black coaches that they tried because of the Rooney Rule. And the Rooney Rule said that you would interview a black for a GM or a head coach, no matter what the circumstances, because they wanted to get more black, quote, leadership. It isn't enough that these guys are leaders on the field, leaders in their craft. No, they got to be the El Jefes. And don't misunderstand me. As a black man, I'm happy to see a black coach if he's good. I'm happy to see a black owner. Go for it. I don't believe there's a cabal that's stopping blacks from owning teams. Magic Johnson's part owner, maybe a figurehead in a basketball team. Jay-Z's part owner in a basketball team. Derek Jeter, who's half black, is part owner in a baseball team. I could go on. It's not like, oh my gosh, it's the holy grail to own a team. Black people can do it. If Bob Johnson of Ebony, founder of Ebony, and all of his publications, he's a billionaire. He could have been a partner in that. Maybe that's not what they want. Maybe black folks want to put their money in hair care products, for all I know. But there's nothing stopping blacks from becoming owners. Oh, I know. Well, you know, Kevin, it's a cabal, and they all have to determine where they're going to put a team and who can own. Look, there have been many qualified white people who the white owners go, we don't want that guy. Those guys can't cry racism. I haven't seen any black consortium put anything meaningful together that's been rejected, so there's nothing against black ownership. But my point is this. Even with a leak that you could go decade by decade and show empirical data, undeniable, that blacks are overwhelmingly successful in all aspects of sports, save hockey and curling, okay? And you have nothing but complaints. The league could be 99.999% black, and somebody would go, but there's that white dude, man, that played for the Falcons. Or whatever. It wouldn't matter if it was 99.99999% black ownership. Somebody will go, well, that's a Rachel Dolezal faking black over there owning that thing. I mean, they're going to complain. That's what they do. And here's why. Because leftists are complainers. They get mad at you for having sanity. See, you possess something they don't possess. It's called a brain. They don't have brains. And because of that, they look stupid. But when you're stupid and all you know is stupid, what do you have to do? You have to redefine stupid as what? Come on, you're smart. As stupid. Stupid now becomes smart, right? And smart becomes stupid. Because you elected President Donald J. Trump, you are ignorant. And also, you're uncouth. That's what the left wants you to believe. Doesn't matter that Donald Trump has prevailed in a Herculean task. Look, I could go through that stuff right now, and I couldn't even get through this segment listing all the great things that Trump has done. In fact, I saw an article. Here are the 18 things that Trump accomplished, or 20, whatever, and here are the 5 that he didn't accomplish. When I was looking, who cares? I can look at what he accomplished in my portfolio. I can look at it in my friends going, I got jobs, I got job mobility, I'm very confident about my spending. Kevin, I got my savings account, my company's doing better than ever. Story after story. Let me ask you, do you feel safer under Donald Trump or under Barack Obama? As a person in the nation, do you feel safer? Do you feel safer against terrorism? Do you feel safer against sanctuary illegals? Do you feel safer against North Korea, against Iran? And name anything else. Russia, China, your dollar, trade policy. I feel better, safer, faster. I feel like a $6 million freaking man under Donald Trump. But in order for the left to go with you, they have to admit something. Mm-hmm. Something that psychologically nobody likes to admit. You want to know what that is? That you're wrong. I've talked about it on this program. People are, you, there is something against somebody going, I'm wrong. You know, your kid, you say, well, here's a fact about blankety blank, and your kid goes and goes, no, Dad, you're wrong. And you're like, boy, I ought to spank your butt for Googling and finding out information that I thought I knew, that I learned, and that I was taught in primary school. And your son goes, Dad, look, it ain't me. It's Google. Thank you for the smartphone, by the way. But you, there is a guttural response to being told that's wrong. It doesn't matter how easy. I mean, yeah, we ate over at this place. No, we didn't. Oh, yeah, we did. There's something about it. And here's what's interesting. The quicker, and I'm going to give you some advice for your children, okay? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. If they are not, you get them up on the podcast at kjradio.com or have them call me, 844-551-8255, because I'm about to lay some advice down to you. The best thing you can teach your kids is to say, oh, I'm wrong. You're right and I'm wrong. Those are the most beautiful words that can come out of a human being, because that signifies growth. You're right. I'm wrong. I was mistaken. Thank you for enlightening me. People don't want to feel dumb. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to know what the problem is with leftism is they don't like to feel dumb, but that is exactly what they are on everything. Do you really believe we should be having a discussion around protecting our borders? And we're going to talk about that a lot today. What in your right mind would tell you, no, let's not protect your borders? I tell you what, take the doors off of your dwelling. Don't open the windows, open the doors. Let's start there. Would you do it? Maybe if you live in the country. We did when I was a kid. We didn't leave the doors open or take them off and leave the windows. But there were many a night we never locked the doors. But you know what? In the city, you lock the door. Yeah, and think about that. We can't think about it because we're out of time. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. I was on a beautiful thought process in the previous segment where I was talking about safety. Just regular safety. So, I lived in the country. Outside, the closest little town to me was 11 miles away. I grew up on a 25,000 acre ranch. We did not lock our doors. Anytime I lived in that house, we never had a key to the house. I never had a key to my home. I want you to understand this. I lived in the middle of nowhere. I was 11 miles from a little town called Voca. And about, actually I was about 4 miles from Voca and I was 11 miles from Brady. And Brady population 5,557. I lived on a 25,000 acre ranch owned by a wealthy white family. And I never had a key to my house. I had a key to my car. I had a key to my tool chest. I had keys to certain locks and things like this, but I never had a key to my house in the country. I can guarantee you the people, Willabelle and Tom, who lived in the house across from us, and old Austin, who lived in the house on the other side of us, never locked their doors and windows. Nobody had a key to their house. When somebody left to go work at another ranch and somebody came in, they showed you the house, they didn't give you keys. You just, that was it. The only dwelling on that property that had a lock was the lodge, the hunting lodge. which is the big house, 5 miles into the ranch. That was the only thing that had a key. There were gates that had keys to get into the interior. And that was more for the protection of the family that owned the ranch. So, but now I want to contrast that with cities. We talk about a border wall. We got cities who, yeah, I guarantee you, there's hardly anybody that lives in New York or Chicago or L.A. Name your big, fat, ugly, Democrat-controlled city where the first thing you do when you leave your apartment is you lock it, or your house, is you lock it. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter how safe you think your place is. You lock it. Everybody gets keys to their place, period. Period. We moved to that ranch, and they told my family, that's your house. Nobody handed us keys. I want that to really sink in. And they tell you, you and them. Now, I was in the deep south where they kill black folks, and you know they were going to put a cross and run a cross in our yard. They didn't hand me keys, and nobody gave a crap about it. But go anywhere in any big city, the first thing to do, here are your keys. And you know what you think? You wonder when you get a place in the city, do I need to change the locks? Are these the keys from the previous owner or what? Do I need to change the locks? That's the mentality. But you know what? You in the deep south or in the Midwest flyover country, you're stupid, but they are very bright. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm explaining to you why nothing gets accomplished on the left, why these people hate you. They hate you because you're right. They hate you because you have sensibilities that go, no, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that we don't have a border wall. And then they want you to, so you're ignorant and you're uncouth, but they know couth. Let me play this clip. Get that Don Lemon clip for me.
I'll be Wendy Williams. How you doing?
Well, oh, well, thank you.
How's your man?
Happy in that way, you know? You gotta, like, yeah, find those. I read Michelle Obama's book last week over holiday. By the way, it's amazing. And her whole notion of, like, becoming and inviting people in on your journey, you know, it's just, I so respect her. And reading her stories of coming from the south side of Chicago and becoming who she is and still ever becoming, it's just a note for all of us.
Yeah.
Despite all of it.
And class. We miss that class.
Yeah.
You can't buy class, no matter how much money you have.
Authenticity. She seems like the real, I'm talking like her, like I know Mrs. Obama, but.
So that's fake fraud Don Lemon, the guy who got drunk on New Year's Eve a couple years ago. That's fake fraud Don Lemon telling you, Michelle Obama, she's got class. And you know what he does? He gives you a shot. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about that. No, she's got class. Let me tell you, if Michelle Obama is the definition of class, you better wake up. You better go to another class. You better go to another school. Because Michelle Obama is not the definition of class, no matter what this knucklehead tries to make you believe. But that's what I'm telling you. Melania Trump, how could she be class? How could Donald Trump be class? Don Lemon, he knows class. I know. He went on to say, I know the president. The girl goes, I've never met him. I just read her book, and I've never met the Obamas. And Donald, I met him. I know him. He knows him as a news person. He doesn't know him. And I'll tell you what he definitely doesn't know. He doesn't know Donald Trump. He doesn't know Melania Trump. And no matter what circles that clown has been in, he doesn't know class. But he wants you to believe it. And he'll sit on that TV in his suit. And he'll read. And he'll enunciate with that no Negro dialect. And wants you to believe that he's brighter than what he is. But he's as dumb as a box of rocks. And let me tell you. The dumbest among us is smarter than Don Lemon, is smarter than Chris Matthews, is smarter than any of those pundits that they put on TV and make themselves believe. That, and I'm going to tell you something. Before I ever got involved with Fox, and I got fired from Fox. I want everybody to be clear about that. But when I was a Fox News contributor, before I was, I used to look at these people and I went, wow, they must be bright. These are people that have made it to the pinnacle of success to get on the national TV and be able to talk about these various issues. And let me tell you, it wasn't a hot year that I worked with Fox and didn't, you know, while I was doing interviews on all these other shows as well. And I said to myself, these are some of the dumbest people I've ever seen. I was snowed because we are told to believe in a pedigree. Oh, this person went to Harvard. Oh, they graduated from so-and-so. This person's a congressman, a senator, an attorney, a judge, or whatever. Let me tell you something. Throw out all the rules. Throw out everything you've been told about what to think about people. And here's what you do. Next piece of advice I'm going to give you to give to your kids, little children and everybody. This is Kevin Jackson helping you. Don't believe the hype. You're very bright. You're very smart. You've been given something, and you've learned. I'm going to tell you, they try to manipulate you, and it's worked. I've admitted it for myself. But you're very bright. You still understand how to look and observe and see things. And occasionally, when you start going over to the left, something will correct you and go, wait, but hold on a second. And that's your abilities and what's called common sense. It's that simple. Common sense. So Don Lemon wants you to believe Michelle Obama is the epitome of class. Ergo, Barack Obama, her husband, he's obviously the epitome of class. Two of the most ruthless, Machiavellian, crooked people you've ever met in your lives who would not pee on you if you were on fire. I don't care if you were black or whatever. And I'm not talking about just Republicans. They wouldn't do the same for Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama could have done a ton more for Hillary Clinton, but he didn't. Because he only wanted her to go so far. I'm just giving you the facts, folks. They hate that Donald Trump is successful at what he does. They must redefine class. They must redefine leadership. They must redefine the ability to get things done. For them, Barack Obama was effective. Doesn't matter that he lost 1,080 seats to the Republicans. Doesn't matter that we flipped the House and the Senate on his watch. Doesn't matter that Donald Trump comes in and disproves everything this clown said. For them, they must not believe that their decision is wrong. It is a psychological thing. I mean, it would hurt them to their rotten cores to have to say to you, you know what? Donald Trump is a great man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Pence swearing in the newly elected senators of the United States.
That you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
With Democrats in control of Congress, now there's talk of bipartisanship and working together. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan tells Fox News there are some areas where Democrats and Republicans can work together.
The big one is infrastructure. I talk to a lot of my Republican colleagues. They know that it's long overdue that we do something on infrastructure. I come from Flint, Michigan, which is a city that obviously experienced an infrastructure failure that was really catastrophic. So that is one of those areas, and I think there are others as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left cannot support Donald Trump at all costs. They would have to admit they're wrong, and that's never going to happen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You've got to be punished. That's right. You conservatives, the people that elected this man, you must be punished. You must be ridiculed. I don't care whether we got to get every late night comedian talking about you. I don't care whether we got to get every political pundit on the fake news planet to talk about you. You will be whipped into submission. That's right. You put the tweeting president in office. And despite him doing a great job, and despite him doing a great job with the media pounding on him, you still must be beaten. You must be flogged, waterboarded, punished in any kind of way. And let me tell you, the Democrats may not want terrorists to be prosecuted or persecuted in any way. They call it harsh interrogation, but they would harshly interrogate you in a minute. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump put out a New Year's message the other day, and it was in a tweet. But he was working. He was working at the White House. But here's what he said. They wrote about it. President Trump ushered in 2019 in characteristic fashion, with a tweet expressing supreme confidence in himself, contempt for the fake news media, and optimism for the country. Boom, the trifecta. I love it. The famously teetotaling commander-in-chief. Understand, Donald Trump doesn't drink. Okay? You're not going to see him hosting a beer or trying to look like one of the good old boys. But he's a blue-collar billionaire. You don't even think of him as a billionaire. But anyway, they make the famously teak-toting commander-in-chief proved he wasn't nursing a New Year's hangover with the early morning missive. His second of the freshly minted year, the first message was one praising former advisor Sebastian Gorka, who had a book out. Happy New Year to everyone, including the haters and the fake news media. 2019 will be a fantastic year for those not suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. Trump added, just calm down and enjoy the ride. Great things are happening for our country. Love it. And it is. You've experienced it. Trust me, Democrats are experiencing it. All you got to do, you have one job. I would say to my son, who plays a lot of baseball, I say, what's your job in baseball? Well, what's my position? I go, no, you have one job in baseball, no matter what your position is. You want to know? You guys know? Your job is to watch the ball. That's it. If you're a hitter, you got to watch the ball in order to hit. If you're a catcher, you got to watch the ball to catch it. If you're a shortstop, you got to watch the ball to field it. And on and on. Your job is to watch the ball. After that, Yeah, there are many other things that come into play, but if you don't have the ball, what good? Doesn't matter. If you miss the ball in the outfield and you don't catch it, what does it matter? When the ball is, you know, hitting to the outfield and there's a guy on first and second, you do that. If you miss the ball, don't even worry about the rest of it. It's a first step. That is your job in baseball. And so I look at, you know, here's Donald Trump, who understands his role with 100% ability. He knows how to simplify it, and it's so fun to watch him because the left don't understand it. They don't understand leadership. And what this article goes on to say, Trump also used Twitter to fire back at a critic who had slammed him on television days earlier, labeling retired Army General Stanley McChrystal a Hillary lover with a big dumb mouth. I love it. I love it. Those are the tweets that people go, I can't stand it. He just doesn't seem presidential. It doesn't seem this or that. No. It's none of those things. It's a guy saying, dismissive. He's a big dumb bloke. Who cares about McChrystal? He loves Hillary. He loves the person that couldn't win. He's a loser. And you think it doesn't work. I want you to understand, this is a dude who won the presidency with exactly those tactics. And you know what Republicans and conservatives, I just wish he would quit tweeting. So you are so used to being a loser that you say, I wish Donald Trump would adopt these go back to loser tactics. Are you crazy? First tweets of the year, they say, indicate that the president will not slow down his social media activity in the new year. Trump enters new 2019 facing a number of challenges. A partial government shutdown. A volatile stock market. Democrats taking control of the House. A forthcoming report from Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. White House staff turnover and kickoff to his 2020 reelection campaign. Let me tell you, everything they just described, well in hand. Partial government shutdown. A government shutdown that Donald Trump knows he's going to win. We're going to go into this in some depth. I got a ton to talk about, by the way. I don't even know if we're going to get to it because I'm fired up about this stuff. But let's talk about this partial government shutdown for just a second. Everybody's telling us Donald Trump is crazy to shut down the government. He's crazy. I want you to understand that we've allowed this government to operate with continuing resolutions and no budgets. And we are $20 trillion in debt. We have an almost $4 trillion spend. And everybody goes, who cares? Keep going. Keep going. Barack Obama doubled our debt. And he added, I don't even know how many, at least $1 trillion onto George Bush's largest deficit. I mean, his largest budget ever approved. Barack Obama exceeded Bush by at least $800 billion, if not $1 trillion. And nobody blinked. Nobody blinked. And the government shutdown, Donald Trump is forcing government to go introspective and look at itself. And that's what this is going to do, number one. And number two, because there are people out there, oh, he's crazy, man. He should never shut down the government. Donald Trump has shut down this government over the right reasons. And that's what you got to keep in mind. Shutting down this government for the right reasons and saying, yeah, I'll take the blame. But then going, you know what? It's really not my fault. Don't you love that negotiation? People go, that's a flip-flop. No, it isn't. That's Donald Trump saying, no, I'm happy to shut down the government because I'm doing the country a favor. But I'm not going to take the blame now. I'm actually going to place the blame where it really belongs. But he makes them believe, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll take that initial blame. I'll take that hit. And then he does exactly what a Democrat would do. Wait a minute. That's on you, not on me. And in this case, he's right to do it. See, Democrats do it for the wrong reasons. They oppress people, enslave you, as an example. I can speak of this, you know, secondhand, not firsthand. But they will enslave black people and they go, yeah, we enslaved them. But no. And what? That's not on us. That's on you. And then they pass it off to Republicans who gladly take it. Trump says no. Mm-mm. He does it when it's the right time. This government's growing too big. I'll shut it down for a bit. But here's why. It's because of what you did, not because of what I'm doing. I'm the guy that has to take action, but it's because of your actions that I'm forced to do this. And that's a very smart negotiation tactic that is rarely used. And when it is used, it's used against us. Unbelievable, man. I feel like I'm educating you today. Oh, man.
Eleanor, as the president sits in the White House, as we've been reporting, that, you know, he did not go down to Florida for Christmas. He'll also not be down there for the New Year. It's also a lonelier place. I mean, according to a memo from the White House, they're down by 60%. They're down to like 40% of staff, at least in the shutdown scenario. And so as the president looks for the support to potentially cobble together a solution with the House and the Senate, he has fewer folks to look to help him.
Yeah, you picture him sitting in the White House, you know, tweeting, watching television, and sort of stewing in his own bile. And I don't know that he's having any conferences with Mitch McConnell.
Don't hold back, Eleanor.
Right. And McConnell, it'll be interesting to see whether he just salutes the president and says, I'm not going to put anything on the floor unless it has the money for the wall, or whether he goes ahead and, you know, puts options out there. And I think there are going to be a lot of new Republicans in the Senate. Well, Mitt Romney, for one, anyway. And you're going to have some 20 Republicans who are up for re-election in 2020. Are they really going to want to vote to, you know, keep the government closed? So, the president is cornered. And he's not only cornered on this. He's cornered in other ways as well. I mean, all the investigations are closing in as well. So,
oh, my gosh. If you're like me, don't you really want to fast forward and just get to the end of these things that they talk about? He's cornered. Yeah, Donald Trump is cornered. He'll never get what he wants. And oh, by the way, this Mueller investigation, he's afraid. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Donald Trump is as afraid of that outcome of the Mueller investigation as I would guess. The U.S. What would you least fear? I mean, he has no fear of this. The people who are in fear of the Mueller investigation ending are the Democrats. But that just goes to show you how deranged they are. He says he's stewing at the White House, 60% of his staff, nobody to help him. Do these people know who Donald Trump is? We got more when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but I wrote about it and I said the Democrats out in all of this is in the lexicon. And the lexicon is they're not going to call it a wall, a barrier, a fence, whatever, but they don't want to call it a wall. And they can win. For them, it will be a win if they say we're going to fund border barrier. Watch the terminology change. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I wrote about this days ago, so don't believe if I haven't talked about it on the show. It's because I get confused about what we write about, talk about, what I interview about, things like that. But I'm telling you, they understand that Trump can't win on the wall. He can win on a barrier. He can win on a steel fence or something like that. But he can't win on a wall. And here's MSNBC talking about this and exactly what I wrote about before. I'm telling you, I wrote about this before they said this. I said, this is the Democrats' only out.
Everyone agrees that what we can and should be building on that southern border is that steel barrier that the president tweeted out. That's what he wants to build. The Democrats, believe it or not, don't call that a wall. They know that we have the ability to do that, and that would be a functional barrier. So everybody's okay with design. They offered us $1.3 billion to do that. We countered with $5 billion. They came back at walking away from the table. The Democrats have simply shut down the discussion.
So, Congressman, I think this is the question a lot of viewers have when they're watching this debate unfold. Is the debate about money or is the debate about terminology? Is it that the Democrats want to deny the president a win, as he likes to call it, on building what Democrats call an immoral and ineffective wall, but they don't mind the terminology of things like steel slats and barriers? Or is it that the funding that is being asked is just mismanagement and a waste of money when you're looking at a number like $5 billion?
All of the above. First of all, we shouldn't even be having this discussion in the context of a continuing resolution. Border security, whether the president wants to call it a wall, whether it's fencing, whether it includes technology and human monitoring, this debate and discussion and ultimately decision ought to be made in the context of comprehensive immigration reform, such as pathways of citizenship for Dreamers and DACA recipients and those in this country here on temporary protective status. We should be looking at the lottery system, at family reunification, and how our immigration system strengthens our labor force. So to have a narrow conversation about border security, regardless of how you want to characterize the physical component of that security, I think it's ill-timed, it's misplaced. Pass the continuing resolution or fully fund government through the year, and then let's take up that debate.
Holy cow, I'm good. I'm very good. I warned you guys about all of this. I told you just recently, it's not about the wall. It's going to be about a barrier, which will let them out. The question that the guy asked, and by the way, he's talking to a congressman from Baltimore, black congressman from Baltimore. And he says, is it terminology or is it funding? All of the above. So they don't want to give the president the wall. And they also say, well, he'll squander the money. This is a man who's bringing more money into the Treasury, who has done more to show fiscal responsibility than the last five presidents combined. And they want to question what he's going to do with $5 billion, a rounding error in the budget? But what did he say that was even more interesting? This is where I want to go. What he said that was even more interesting is he says, whether we talk about this from a border security, whether it's wall, fencing, technology, human monitoring, we've got to talk about it in the context of comprehensive immigration reform. Now, remember, I told you a while back, I said the Democrats are very slick. Donald Trump knows in order to build a building, you got to lay a foundation. He sees border security as nothing more than a building. First step of the building is the foundation. The foundation is you can't have people pouring over as we're trying to solve the problem. It's like a plumber trying to fix a leak while the leak is still there. What does he do? He shuts off the leak. He says, turn off the main. You know, the main place where the water supply is, and then I'll start fixing the leak. But they don't want to do that. Now he talks about, this all must be talked about together. No, it doesn't. There is no rule that says in order for us to begin talking about comprehensive immigration reform, we have to start comprehensively. We have to solve all the problems. Since when? Nobody does that. When I'm looking at a circuit, when I was an electrical design engineer, and there's a problem in a circuit, we go backwards. Where was the last place the problem occurred? Here, and you go backwards, and you think about it modularly, and then you go, okay, here's the root of the problem, and then when you get to the root, you start troubleshooting. They call it troubleshooting. So you solve one problem at a time. That's what Trump's trying to do. But these people are losing their minds. You want to know why? Because they know that Donald Trump can solve this problem, and he would get credit for it. Now, What's being kicked around out there? Oh, maybe we should throw in DACA. Remember what Trump offered them for DACA? They go, we want 600,000 recipients of DACA to be able to, you know, get into the system. And Trump says, I'll do better than that. I'll give you 2 million or 1.8 million, something like that. Do you remember this? And what did they say? No way. Uh-uh. He tripled it. He gave them everything they wanted. He tripled it. And they said no. And there's a very simple reason as to why they said it. Because Donald Trump would be able to say, I'm the one. I'm the president who solved the immigration problem as it relates to these dreamers. Wasn't Obama supposed to solve that? Weren't the Democrats supposed to solve it? Here's the big deal. They never wanted to solve it. They wanted us to capitulate and give in, but were they going to put up a border barrier, a wall, a fence? No. Were they going to stop people from working here illegally and all? No, none of those things. They just wanted DACA. And Trump says, I'll give you DACA, but you're going to give me a border wall. Because that's going to solve two pieces of the puzzle simultaneously. Now, most people would look at that and go, wow, that's a pretty good solution. It's a good compromise. Trump even went further, as I said, to say, I'm really interested in solving this problem. Trump said it during the election cycle. He says, you know, I'm telling you, guys, you don't have to believe me. This is Kevin Jackson's show. I tell you, check the facts. Donald Trump, probably to the chagrin of many Republicans and conservatives, said, you know what? I get the DACA thing. You're a two-year-old kid. Your parents bring you to a country. You don't know the language, the culture, nothing of your former, of the parents' country. You're born in the United States, brought to the United States, raised as an American. Your parents are too ashamed to tell you or afraid to tell you for whatever reason. And you want to live your life, you think you're an American. And you find out you're not. What a shock. How could we possibly send you back to your home country? I don't think there's anybody listening to this program who's going, well, I don't care, Kevin. Send them back. Or I should do it. I don't care, Kevin. You know, let's make them cosmopolitan, right? Because we always do country people. I don't even care, Kevin. Send them back. Now, many liberals, they would take that position. Conservatives go, you know what? That's true. I understand that. Now, Kevin, their parents did something wrong. The child is a benefactor of that breaking of the law. But we have to figure out something to do with them. And Donald Trump, during his campaign, said, I agree with that. I'm going to tell you, one of the things that Donald Trump did during the campaign where he said, I want my tax policy to where 50% of people don't even pay taxes. I disagree with that. I think even if you pay a dollar in taxes and file a report, a tax reform, a tax deal, whatever, I believe that gives you ownership in this country, and people need to feel that. And we don't do that. We here's some money. Here's some free money. So we've got an entitled generation. But anyway, the bigger point is as it pertains to DACA, Trump told us, I see this as a problem. I see the humanitarian piece of this. And I'm going to work on that. I'm going to fix it. And it wasn't lip service. He wasn't saying it because he was trying to get votes from the left. He said it because he felt it. And I heard him say it. And I've expressed the exact sentiment. If I were a kid brought up, you know, some other country, my parents took me there through no fault of my own, how am I illegal? I mean, I get it. But, you know, but give me a path. So Trump is more, but the Democrats don't want that because he would solve that problem. That's a problem for them. Donald Trump solving a problem is a problem for them. It's something they want. And let me tell you, DACA kids went into a meeting with Pelosi and they were upset with her. If you guys Google this, they were screaming at her about, we're proud to be, you know, why should we be upset? I mean, why should we be hiding out when we didn't do anything wrong? And they're technically right. Their parents did. They did. So they're like, we're dreamers. We want to be here. We don't know anything about this other country. So why can't we be here? Good point.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.